This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, "Today the world is looking towards India to ensure global peace." He was speaking at the inauguration of the 2550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav, the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi said, "The credit for this new role of New India is being given to our growing capabilities in foreign policy." He said that amidst global conflicts with countries at war, the teachings of India's Tirthankars have become even more important. The dedication and attraction of the younger generation towards Lord Mahavir assures us that the country is heading on the right path, added the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. Bhagwan Mahavir, the 24th Tirthankar, illuminated the path of peaceful coexistence and universal brotherhood through Jain principles like ahimsa, that's non-violence, satya, that's truthfulness, asteya, that's non-stealing, brahmacharya, chastity, and aparigraha, non-attachment. 21st April 2024 is the Janma Kalyanak of Bhagwan Mahavir Swami, and the government is commemorating the occasion with the Jain community by organizing a cultural program in Bharat Mandapam, along with saints from the Jain community gracing the occasion and blessing the congregation. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. In a message, the President urged citizens to pledge to adopt Lord Mahavir's teachings and work for the welfare of all living beings. She said his teachings of restraint, morality, non-violence and non-possession are relevant even today. The Vice President said that Lord Mahavir showed us the path towards building a peaceful, harmonious and prosperous society. Mr. Dhankar also urged the citizens to commit to his ideals. The Prime Minister said, "Lord Mahavir's messages related to peace, restraint and goodwill are an inspiration for the country in building a developed India." The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka, the remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. In Bihar, campaigning is underway in full swing for the second and third phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state. Senior leaders of the NDA and the Grand Alliance are holding multiple rallies in support of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will hold a public meeting at Rajendra Stadium in Katihar this afternoon. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will hold a roadshow from Pothanhi Bazaar to Falka Bazaar in Purnia. Leaders of the Congress, RJD and Vikasheel Insan Party, VIP, are also holding public meetings in support of nominees of the Grand Alliance. In the second phase, 5 parliamentary constituencies of Kishanganj, Purnia, Katihar, Banka and Bhagalpur will go to the polls on the 26th of April. The Congress Central Election Committee meeting related to Lok Sabha elections is underway at party headquarters in New Delhi. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and other senior leaders are present in the meeting. Senior party leaders of Punjab are also attending the meeting. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET, June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to all civil servants across the country on Civil Services Day today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.